Funky Steve. Now, Bill, it's Bill Lepp, it's Wendy Snyder. We have a special guest in the studio.
Very special guest. Guests.
Yes. That's true. There's more than one.
Many.
Joseph Mojo Morganfield, his band, the Mannish Boys. You, sir, the youngest son of McKinley Morganfield.
That is correct.
Better known as Eminem.
Was that playing a peanut?
Of Muddy Waters. There was a rock trivia game that I played years ago. I did rock radio for a long time at the Loop radio station, and I didn't know the McKinley Morganfield at first, but I've never forgotten it.
Okay.
And we were talking before you came in. He spent his last years in Westmont, correct?
That is correct. We moved to Westmont, I want to say 1973.
So you pretty much grew up there?
Pretty much, yeah. From third grade till I graduated until his death, yes.
And how old were you when you first played with your dad? And did you play with your dad?
As far as playing an instrument, no. I would like rehearse and practice, and he would show me some licks. But as far as going on stage, his closing song was always Got My Mojo Working.
Yeah.
So he would call some of the family members on stage. So that was my moment to...
Is it possible to be related to Muddy Waters and not have musical ability? It's just got to be coursing through your veins, right?
I got two older brothers, Mud Morganfield, he's the oldest boy, and Big Bill Morganfield, and both those guys have been in this business for a while now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everyone in the family is carrying on the tradition, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah? Good.
The whole point is to keep his legacy alive.
Yeah.
So we all are doing our parts to do that.
Good.
But we need to do more, because, I mean, really, Chicago is the home of the blues. I know you have your Delta Blues, but Chicago is the home of the blues, and I feel like sometimes it's fading.
Chicago could do more to promote it. I don't know if they need to tap into their resources. A museum or...
Yeah, is there a museum? Is there a blues museum?
I think supposed to have been working on one, but
yeah.
I haven't heard anything as of lately. So.
All right, and you guys just recently played Westmont Fest. That was in July. Was it a birthday party for your dad? I know you did like an all-star blues jam. Was it around his birthday that you did it, or just because Westmont Fest and he was from there?
It's just because he was from there. Yeah, usually they do it every year. They do a tribute to him.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, it was actually they combined it this year. Eddie Clearwater, who was also a resident of Westmont, so we both...
So the Westmont has the blues now and not Chicago? What's going on with that?
The blues has moved.
Do you want to introduce your bandmates?
Definitely, definitely. To my far left is Paul Handel. He's on harp.
How you doing?
Let the record show, Paul has the coolest hat I've ever seen in my life.
That's how people know me.
Beautiful.
Next to me is Maurice Vaughn, who needs no introduction. He does a lot of work on his own. I'm just fortunate enough for him to help me when he's available. But he plays keys and guitar.
Awesome.
Yes.
And then...
In the back is Billy Flynn, brother of Mike Flynn. He plays bass. So he comes from a musical family.
Does it always run in the family? Because, you know...
It does to some extent, doesn't it? If you're the child of somebody who's got this ability, you're hoping like crazy it carries over.
Well, my dad would say that he could play the radio.
All right, and Rick is here as well.
Yes, Rick actually played with my dad, one of his last guitarists. I've been knowing Rick as a kid, and just to have him on this team or have him with me is just phenomenal. He brings that Muddy spirit.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
very nice.
What an honor to have played with Muddy Waters and now his son.
Oh, it was, yeah. It's like a dream come true, you know.
And Rick, how do you say your last name? I'm sorry.
Crayer.
All right, well...
Wait, I got one more. Don't forget about my drummer.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even see... Why are you hiding over there?
Come here, Chris. This is Chris Alexander. Chris, tell me who your dad is. Tell me who your father is.
Oh, my father's name is Danson Perkins. He was the Maxwell Street blues legend.
Wow.
Sweet.
Yes.
Impressive.
Yes.
Why does everybody make fun of drummers? Why are there so many drummers jokes? It's not fair.
It's not fair. We must stop.
Yes.
All right. Today's the last day to make fun of drummers, everybody. Enjoy yourselves.
You have the hardest thing because you have to set up your kit. I mean, really, guitars, you bring it, you plug in. Harmonica, you got nothing. Maybe a case of different keyed harmonicas.
Pretty much it, yeah.
But the drummer, you got to do all the work and everybody makes fun of the drummer.
Yes, I time myself.
How long does it take you to set up a kit?
No longer than 7 minutes now.
7 minutes, the whole thing?
Yes.
Good golly.
But you're going to get a hernia at some point from carrying it. You know that, right?
I'm trying to think about it.
No? All right, good.
You know what? Chris didn't tell you that the drummers just all the girls, though.
Oh, there's something to that. Yeah?
Although Bill has pointed out many times, you put a guy on stage and the girls swoon. I mean, who are some of your famous examples?
If Iggy Pop was an insurance salesman, I don't think too many women would find him attractive, you know?
All right, big news. You guys have a new CD, EP. What are you calling it these days?
It's more like an EP, four songs only. Just like something to test it, put it out there and see what it does.
Couple of originals.
Two originals by my father, of course. And oh, no, two originals, two covers, excuse me.
Okay.
But the two originals by Terry Abramson and Derek Purcell.
All right. Yeah. And it's called Mojo Rising.
Mojo Rising, yes.
And when does it come out?
Actually, it comes out tomorrow.
Perfect timing.
Yes, yes.
Boy, that is good timing.
So we are excited to see what it does.
And where do we purchase this?
You can get on Amazon, Spotify. Mostly it's on all the online stuff. You can downstream, or you can order through my website also.
Is blues music, I know that its roots are in America, but is it understood and appreciated in other parts of the world the way that it is in the United States?
Oh, definitely.
States?
If you go to
good.
The UK, they love the blues there.
Yeah.
My father traveled there. Most bluesmen, even today, go there. Europe is very receptive of the blues.
Good.
And think about it. A lot of the rock and roll was spawned from that. Led Zeppelin stole pretty much every old blues song that was out there. Seriously.
Yes.
Fleetwood Mac with Peter Green being in there, very blues.
The Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones,
sure.
Big
exactly.
time.
Eric Clapton, we can go on.
Yeah.
On.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, and Stevie Ray Vaughan did something to switch blues into rock. He kind of brought people's attention to it, don't you think? That kind of reinvigorated it.
That Texas swing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, perfect. We've got Joseph Mojo Morganfield, his band, the Mannish Boys. Wonder where you got that from. and we're going to take a quick break. The new CD or EP, a four-song EP, comes out tomorrow, Mojo Rising. You can find it on Amazon, Spotify. You can also go to, what's your website?
Joseph Mojo Morganfield.
All right. JosephMojoMorganfield.com. You're also on Twitter, on Facebook, and we're going to take a quick break. Will you play some blues for us?
Oh, definitely. Thank you.
Love it.
Beautiful.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. All right. We're, of course, happy to be in the Allstate Skyline studio, and part of this is a very cool music studio that we have right now. And in it is Joseph Mojo Morganfield, his band, the Mannish Boys. And, Joseph, what are you going to start with? Oh, boy, this is a problem.
It was going really good, though, Wendy. I was really enjoying it right up until then.
I got the button that I'm supposed to have on.
Yeah.
Oh, don't make me sing the blues. I'm going to be singing the blues if we don't get the blues going.
All right.
This is the youngest son of the legendary Muddy Waters. Grew up in Westmont, Illinois.
Yeah.
And evidently a lot of blues musicians live in Westmont.
It is the capital of blues music, Wendy. For a long time, it was Chicago, but we've moved it out to the suburbs. It's now in Westmont. All right, they're figuring out the glitch, I believe.
Bob Ferguson is running around like crazy. I have the button up he told me to have up, and I think we're almost there.
Yeah, all right.
Yes, Jess?
Oh, they can hear us. We just can't hear them.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Joseph Mojo Morganfield and his band, the Mannish Boys, on WGN.
Didn't have my baby by my side. Well, when the sun rose this morning, didn't have my baby by my side. Well, I didn't know where she was. She was out with some other guy. Don't the moon look lonesome, shining down through the trees? Shining down through the trees. when your baby packing late.
Please forgive me for saying this, but that's what I'm talking about.
Is this what you're referring to?
Yes.
Yes.
I hate when people say that. It's Joseph Mojo Morganfield and the Mannish Boys. They have a new four-song CD coming out tomorrow. It's called Mojo Rising, and they can't hear us right now. That was Blow Wind Blow, a Muddy Water song, and now they're going to do an original. So, Bobby Ferguson, you just cue them. It's Joseph Mojo Morganfield and his band, the Mannish Boys.
You're feeling blue. You're looking down. Well, we're gonna wipe away that frown. Baby, let's play chess. Well, let's play chess. We're gonna throw a mess. Baby, let's play chess. Chicago soul. Taught the world to rock and roll. Otis Rush and Otis Spann. Maybelline and I'm a Man. Baby, let's play chess. Let's play chess. We're gonna throw a mess. Baby, let's play chess. And fight. A Jimmy Rogers say that's alright. The Manish Boys, the Seven Son, the Howlin' Wolf, and I ain't done. Baby, let's play chess. Let's play chess. We're gonna throw a mess. Baby, let's play chess.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to play chess, Wendy. He's not messing around.
That's an original composition, Joseph Mojo Morganfield and his band, The Manish Boys. That is a tribute to Chess Records.
Yes, it is.
They no longer, right? Didn't they get rid of Chess
they
Records
are gone.
Here?
Yep, defunct.
Ah, that's bad. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to thank Joseph Mojo Morganfield and his band, The Manish Boys, Maurice, Paul, Chris, Rick, and Mike. It's WGN Radio. All right, a special thank you, Joseph Mojo Morganfield, his band, The Manish Boys. You are the youngest son of the legendary Muddy Waters. It's an honor. You guys were rocking it.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Losing it.
I guess.
We're excited about the new CD, that original by Terry, Let's Play Chess, we hope will do well.
And that's a tribute to Chess Records.
That is correct.
And your daddy's song, Blow Winds Blow.
Yes, Blow Wind Blow, Mississippi Found Me. So we got some good songs on there.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. You can go to josephmojomorganfield.com to find out all your information. Good luck on the CD, and we
thank
hope
you.
To see you again.
And thanks for having me, guys.
More than welcome. Thank you, Joseph.